Good brothers and sisters, the readings this morning are filled with scheming, evil plans, and rejection. We have, of course, the parable of the wicked and wretched tenants of the vineyard who do not serve their master well, who rather scheme against him and kill his son. Of course, this is a reference to Jesus and the people of Israel. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. How Christ enters into that rejection and himself redeems it. And indeed, in doing that, brings his own people and all of us back to the Father. It's very beautiful, but not at the beginning. Not at the beginning. So too we have this story which haunts the Old Testament, the story of Joseph being sold by his brothers into slavery in Egypt. And I want to pause at that passage from the scriptures for just a moment this morning. Why do Joseph's brothers sell him into slavery? What are they up to? What are they doing? It's simple enough to say, well, they sell him into slavery out of jealousy. They're jealous of him. But why are they jealous? They're jealous of their father, Jacob, who, of course, is Israel. They're jealous of Israel's love for Joseph, for his son. Genesis puts it very tenderly. Israel loved Joseph best of all his sons, for he was the child of his old age. He was also the son of Rachel. Remember, Jacob had two wives, Leah and Rachel. And Rachel for so long was barren and wept until she was given Joseph. And so there's a tenderness, there's a providence, there's an answer to longing in Joseph's very existence. And Jacob loved him very much, loved him tenderly. And Jacob's other sons were enraged by this. They were jealous and they wanted more than anything to separate him from that love. First to kill him, then to throw him into a pit, then to sell him into slavery, which in the end is what happened. God enters in, Christ enters in, to this reality too. Remember that Joseph was sold for pieces of silver, as was Christ. Enters into this and redeems it. Indeed, Joseph, as you remember the story, becomes the vessel of redemption for his whole family. Saves them from famine in Egypt. But in order for him to arrive at that point, he enters into deep suffering, slavery, prison, false accusation. And all along he is the dreamer, always dreaming of his father's particular love for him. Brothers and sisters, what the enemy of our human nature wants more than anything is to separate us from God's love for us. And to convince us that God's very intense, particular, tender, and torrential love for us is something less than what it really is. Something less true, something less real, something less intense and powerful. He knows us too well, this enemy, to think that we would ever say, well, God doesn't really love us, because we've repeated that to ourselves too many times. But he can contaminate that conviction to separate us from the Father's love. To tear apart that communion is the whole strategy of the enemy, and it is the whole purpose and working of sin within us. Sin, indeed, which we hold up to the Father for his healing during this holy season of Lent. And he wants to heal us. He wants to deepen that conviction within us that God's love for us is what it is. Listen, Israel loved Joseph best of all his sons. Do you believe that God loves you the best of all, better than anyone else? Well, he can't do that, you say. Which places, of course, constrictions upon God's power, which isn't any of your business. God loves you best, best of all. And he comes this morning to this place. He feeds us with the body and blood of his Son. He grants us extraordinary union with him. He deepens our love for him, our capacity to respond to his tender and very personal love. And though in our lives we endure darkness, disappointment, confusion, in the midst of it all, we are called to be like Joseph, who all along in prison, in separation from his family and his homeland, in darkness, in false accusation, all along he dreamed of his father, and he never let that dream die. Neither should we. We should continually through our lives dream of and indeed experience God's personal love for us, which is so ready and so near.